greatest fucking musicians in the world. How dare you play like that for me? How dare you try to play like that for me? Assholes. I get 15 fucking kids in rehearsal. The fucking time of this band is incredible. We don't play two fucking bars in one fucking tempo. Not one. You can't keep fucking time to play. There's too many things to do, isn't there? You can't pat your fucking foot and play. You're all over the fucking place. Missed you after missed you. You try one fuck up the next set, and when you get back to the office, you'll need another fucking job. Count on it.
Buddy Rich Tapes was in tune, man. He was in tune with Dambala Wedu and all that stuff, man. He had the Gulls of Thunder right on his foot tips and fingertips, man. He was a fine drummer, and these tapes are funny, but let Buddy Rich be remembered as a great, super great, fine drummer. You're listening to some Steve Coleman, and he good too. I meant to say Shango. Buddy Rich got the power of Shango on them drums. That's the lightning guy. Come on!
Shop when he tells the story of his long-lost love from Korea meeting her father and how the father didn't like him and how he said in Korean, this guy is not my kind of guy.
The father would look at me and say, "Ano inawa siyo," which means, this guy, this is not my kind of guy.
And those three lines are taken directly from Buddy Rich.
We'll be right back. as a practice, get a fucking band in Sydney and play the kind of shit you want. Over here, you play time. You don't like what I play, get the fuck out. I'm tired of putting up with you. I'm tired of signing for you. I'm tired of you, period. And I'm tired of all of you guys that can't go up and play a fucking job for 45 fucking minutes. You better too fucking easy, goddammit. I'll make it so fucking tough you won't be able to breathe around here. How many fucking bands do you think you got to go to work in? If I decide to quit, you are stuck. You got nothing. Try it. You think I'm fooling you with quit tonight?
For a long time, it's just getting ready to start dropping in there, man. I'm elated. Anyway, I also can't wait to take care of the abusers. It'll happen. You wait and see. It'll happen. And when it does, what's talking to you is what's bringing it. Okay? I'll say that much about myself.
What you wanna do? It's what you gotta do. What you gotta do is what you wanna do.
Thank you. Thank you. Get off! Get your fucking clothes and get off! Right now! Go on a fucking bustle!
Oh, I got what?
Well, I got another for you. I got a right hand of your fucking brain if you want it. I'll give you 2 weeks. 2 weeks for what? You run the rules of my band. You don't like it. That's it. You get off. And try to take me to the fucking union. I'd love it. I'd love it. You get no 2 weeks money. You get 2 weeks time. Get off. Long fucking time.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Ever since you opened your fucking mouth, because I don't like the way you write. And I still play your fucking charge. For you. You understand that? Not for me.
I'll be playing my charge.
Because what?
Take your man. That's
bull. It is?
Yes.
It's Jake Manhattan. Mm-hmm. Get off. I'm a success without you and without your writing. You understand that?
I know that.
All right. So don't tell me what the best chart in my book is.
Well, it certainly got
better than
the best.
It was over the best?
Sure,
it does. Go back to Sydney. And whatever you do over there, good luck. Not over here. Just I want to go to the book. Right now. Good place to be off. Keep talking. Keep talking. You want to start, some shit with me? Keep talking.
No, to see.
Your fucking mouth shut. Right now. Or I'll close it for you. Keep it shut. Don't try me.
I didn't need to try.
Just shut up.
Well, I just appreciate, you know, being talked to you like
a human being. I try to talk to you like a human being, and you talk back all the time. Now keep your fucking mouth shut, or I'll show you what it's like. That's all.
Okay, but you have no right to threaten.
I'm not threatening you. I'm telling you. You don't want to do what I want in my band. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Just shut up.
I will.
All right. Get that understood by everybody. I want him off. I don't want him on the band stand. It's a phone.
Ha ha ha! The famous Buddy Rich tapes. Yes, Buddy Rich's tirades. Fine drummer. And there's a lot of nuances to his tirades and his shouting, man. He got great rhythm. When he's cussing people out, man, he's still swinging. He's still swinging. I tell you, Buddy Rich be cussing people out and he's still swinging. Oh! Trouble will soon be over.
Oh, trouble soon be over. Sorrow will have an end. Trouble soon be over. Oh, sorrow will have an end. Well, Christ is my foot on Pharaoh. He's my only friend. Carry me and I'm a sorrow. Ain't tell me to be known how trouble soon be over. Sorrow will have an end. Trouble soon be over. Oh, sorrow will have an end. God is my strong protection. He's my bosom friend. Trouble arose around me. I know who'll take me, and trouble soon be over. Sorrow will have an end. Trouble soon be over. Oh, sorrow will have an end. He proved a friend to David, and he hid him in a cage. The same God that David said will kill me. Rest on the trouble soon be over. Sorrow will have an end. Trouble soon be over. Oh, sorrow will have an end. Well, though my burden may be heavy, I am as crush me down. Someday I'll rest with Jesus in well starry crown. Trouble soon be over. Sorrow will have an end. Trouble soon be over. Oh, sorrow will have an end. I'll take this yoke upon me. and live a Christian life. Take Jesus for my Savior. My burden will be light. Trouble soon be over. Sorrow will have an end. Trouble soon be over. Oh, sorrow will have an end. He proved a friend to David. I hear them now. The same God that David said will kill me a rest someday. Trouble soon be over. Sorrow will have an end. Trouble soon be over. Oh, sorrow will have an end.
I have seen the horrors of other people's minds. The anxiety, the animal fear, the lust, the frustration. They are burdened by their past and angry about what other people have done to them. They believe that they are superior if their bellies are full or their cravings are satisfied. Affect me with their dark vibrational waves. My frequency penetrates through all of their thoughts. I am not in their world. I am not of their world. They cannot come at me. Service to
scream meat. With the scream meat.
Of what's going on. At the same time, you maintain the spiritual connection, because without the orientation of relationship to kind of like a coming from a sacred divine center on this whole thing, it's all just nuts and bolts and intellectual process. You have really embraced in your conferences and your teachings is really getting people to attune to the spiritual energies, which is really good, because you can just scale this ladder of intellectual knowledge and it's real empty.
And, I noticed that they're opening up to that now. It's like the International UFO Congress had me come back, and they haven't had me out there since the 90s, I think, or early 2000, I think. And because they're just mainly focused on nuts and bolts, and then they basically hit a dead end, you know. they realized it wasn't going anywhere, and people are getting bored with the, you know, the old keeping it in the past and Roswell and everything else. So they finally opened up, and they saw what happened, because the people really embraced the spiritual side. I mean, the place was packed, and the book sales, I mean, our book sales went through the roof, and the DVD sales, and the other people were shocked, you know, just watching it happen. So people were really ready for that and want to experience, you know, the spiritual side of it, you know, not just the nuts and bolts. I mean, it's such a small piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, how do you bring, you know, what is your technique, if you could kind of share? I was always kind of curious, because you have this amazing energy, you have this, you really can invoke that sacred presence here. You have a kind of a gift for it, and of course you got all the not other dimensionals, non-material beings harbored around there in the invisible. We get a lot of phenomenon with the cameras and stuff. What is that thing that you do that kind of makes it so special when you have your deliveries?
Well, I think dying a couple of times helped. You know, that kept the door open. And then 30 years of intense studies, you know, with lamas and yogis and elders from all different nations, I'm sure that helps. But, you know, just, you know, formative practice of you know, meditation 2 or 3 times a day, and doing clearing and being of service, I think that because of that, it's just kept the doors open. And I kind of developed an interdimensional phone book, it seems like. And you know, all these beings are just a thought away. I just have to think about them, and they're there. And been getting a lot of assistance, you know, from them in this process. But, you know, the whole thing is that I've never wanted to be a guru, or I've never wanted people to follow me. I've always worked on empowering people to make their own connection with spirit and these other beings and their higher selves. So I think that because of that, you know, they're in full support of it.
Yeah, that's another thing. I really do appreciate that there's no, like, guru type of energy going on at our thing. It's always good to enjoy a fellow traveler on the path, and everyone has a unique energy to contribute. We have 2 great fire pits this year, James, and so I want people to know that we will have, there's going to be lots of things going on in the morning while breakfast is happening. We'll probably have 2 or 3 different types of meditations and yogas. We'll have the nighttime fire pit. We'll have some crazy music, and we'll bring out the pyramids and the lasers and some of the skater wave technology, which I really like to focus on, because, you know, I think we get into all this stuff, and, I mean, there is some just wild stuff going on with this financial system, and it seems things are coming to a head, and I think holding the spiritual anchor, that energy that you present, and the essence of this transformation, which is we're going through as a planet, really comes down to our kind of soul light expressions, as they are in physical, just as much as it is about this, you know, external political, cultural, you know, infrastructure shift that has to take place for us to survive as a species. It's about an energy.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it has to catch up. I mean, if it's not going to be frequency specific, you know, to the planet and where she's going, it's just not going to be here. It's that simple. And So everything has to transform and adjust to the new energies. And one thing they keep telling me over and over again is that days of tyranny are over, that, anybody holding that frequency or acting out from that space is basically going to implode, you know.
Days of tyranny are over. Earlier on, I played some J. Ermelius Essex. What you're hearing now is James Gilliland, but J. Ermelius Essex said how, yeah, man, it's the abuser's apocalypse. So days of tyranny are over. And that's good to know. That's good to know. And then cynicism sometimes takes control, and you're like, yeah, right, that's just overly positive, flowery thinking. But you know what? As I look around and everything, I really do think days of tyranny are over. You know what I mean? And then people say, oh yeah, right, do you realize what's going on all over the world? And it almost ain't down, boom, diddly ding dong. But man, I'm feeling the flow. And I gotta tell you, I think I know. Days of tyranny are over. You're listening to Space Plane CKUT 90.3 FM. This ain't no AM. There's nothing wrong with AM. And this ain't no shortwave. And shortwave is cool. I don't know who's into shortwave, but that shit's cool. But yo, this is FM. I think it's raining out. Sounds like little bits of water are hitting the window. But I ain't sure. We're gonna check it out. Come on. I was completely and utterly wrong. Oh my goodness, it's totally clear blue skies. We got the shades drawn. So I thought I heard something. I thought it sounded like rain on the window. Man, it wasn't nothing like that. It wasn't nothing like that at all. I've said so many crazy things, I must be possessed.
Why must I don't know, but I don't know.
the horrors of other people's minds. The anxiety, the animal fear, lust, frustration. They are burdened by their past. They are angry about what other people have done to them. They feel cheated. They believe that they are superior if their bellies are full or their cravings are satisfied.
Questions, you fools, or be gone, because your darkness is not mine. I see you, but you cannot envelop me. Great ones, come to my service, my way. Great ones, come of my service, they come my way. Existence is my service to them.
Yeah, I keep hoping that I you know, there's always this carrot in front of the horse for all the light workers. There's so many wonderful teachers and beings that have come and laid a foundation for the truth. And it's happened so repeatedly, and it seems that we keep getting close and things don't happen. What do you think is, are they giving you any good news about anything specific in the future? It seems like there's some bad guys are planning some bad stuff. Corey's last post there was a bit concerning. I'm just going to tell your people here, I'll announce it on the show, when he says the chairman and didn't say the name, it's Henry Kissinger, folks. He was the one running around with the reptilians. And they did some bad things. They took his kids up in the spaceship. They got abducted there. So right in his house with him and his family. So he's, I'm really doesn't kind of sound good. They can't.
I want to say, once again, man, I've said this on Space Plane many times. They say the word reptilians, that term is essentially, you listen to James Gilliland, who is very, he's got a lot of Pleiadian in him. And there's nothing wrong with the reptilians. There's nothing right about anything. And these quote-unquote reptilians do not exist on such terms, if you can dig what I'm saying. And they don't do no wrong or right. They do what they do. And I tell you what, right now, man, it's usually right. And it is the fool who says, embrace the glowing white light. But somebody... it's still not untrue. That is to say, somebody did something. Who's he talking about? Kissinger or somebody? Oh, man, I forgot. Maybe I wasn't paying attention. But he's talking about, you know, whatever, some leader, political figure, and somebody did something with him. Yeah. People do wrong. People do wrong. But spewing out words like reptilians, that is singing the wrong song, and it is essentially meaningless. It is speciesist, because no being will greet you and say, "Hello, I am a reptilian." If they are intelligent and sovereign and present, they will have a strong identity and they will project their essence to you. And this is how things are happening as other beings enter our realm at 6:53 a.m. You listen to Space Plane, CKUT, tune in on a radio, man, good for you, and away you go. You can check this out on the archives, CKUT.ca, and all kinds of things like that. I'm the host of the show, Tony E. You heard a lot of original music by me, you heard a lot of other stuff, you listen to some John Cage percussion, you know, instrumentals and stuff. Done by Italian guys, is recreating these guys. So, y'all.
Protect him and his kids. I'm hoping that these can move forward.
Yeah, that sounds pretty weird. But, yeah, it's what I see is that, you know, I don't know, there's something interesting. I just have to check into that and see what's going on. I haven't been abreast of that energy, but you know, the other beings should be on it. You know, they should be taking care of that, and they have in my case. They've been protecting me on a very large scale. You know, we're getting full-blown crazy stuff here. We're getting helicopters three times a day flying treetop level over the house and weird gear and electronics.
Does that kill her? I'm not ready.
So, you know, things are really picking up, you know, but, you know, I keep thinking about it. I'm still here. It's like, so somebody's looking after me, and, you know, and I've been shot at and had brakes cut and lug nuts taken off, and I can't remember how many weird things have happened that I shouldn't be here, but, you know, I always think back, well, I'm still here, you know, so something's looking out after me, so I just trust in that, you know.
I enjoy James Gilliland. You can look that up, James Gilliland. You know, whatever, Google, YouTube. He's got lots of stuff, lots of talks. You listen to a YouTube iPod radio type talk that he done up and did. He's amusing as all get out and very interesting to listen to, but you don't have to be like that. You don't have to believe that. He's always, someone's looking out for me. Someone's looking out for me. It's like he's selling something. These people who are looking out for him, like there's hope. Like it's just the old stuff being replayed again, man.
I don't know what's happening with him or what's going on over there, but that seems pretty bizarre, you know, that he's not being protected in some way.
Well, I guess it was the kids, you know, it's, you know, but I guess nothing bad has happened yet. Dr. Frank actually had several attempts on his life, and he actually had car accidents and taken to the hospital, so it happens. And then Valley and Thor would come in, and it was kind of interesting. He said he put his hands over him and look up to the heavens and pray, and he would be completely healed. So this healing is a wonderful thing that's happening.
I think in the end, you know, I think they're grasping straws and they're doing some last ditch efforts to stay in control, but it's not going to work. It's impossible for them to continue just because of the frequency. You know, they're not frequency specific to the Earth and where she's evolving to. So
he's just got a certain language. He's talking about like the Earth and where she's evolving to. He's stuck in a certain paradigm, but he's still right, though. He's still right. I mean, the waves of oppression that have been controlling the world for so long, and so many people have molded their identity on fighting this oppression. Are you ready to be yourselves? Now that the oppression is gone, or will you be a phantom and a ghost? Don't make this a phantom zone, man. Don't make the planet Earth the phantom zone. James Gilliland, you talk funny, but you still own to something. And that's only because I ain't on the Pleiadian tip. I ain't no Pleiadian. And those who follow me know that, I mean, not that maybe no, you know, maybe no one does, but I'm on my own thing. I'm on another level. My people didn't live in under the ground for a long time. But man, forces are coming and things are changing. And we've been rearranging this sphere. This sphere here that so many people hold so dear. The Earth plane. You listening to Space Plane? I'll be here for another 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 to 7 minutes. And I'm out. You dig? You stay tuned for the next program. You dig? I'm screaming at you like Buddy Rich. Ha ha. All right. Check out TonyEzzy.com. Check out CKUT.ca on their archives. But be careful for that artificial intelligence. And just do it to it. Peace!
You know, this is they're in their death throes right now. They're just doing whatever they can. Just hang.
And yes, y'all, you are now in tune to the sounds of the legendary Foundation.
How we usually start. Once again, it's the thought, the Dalai Lama of the mic, the Prime Minister thought. This directed to whoever is listening frames. Yo, the whole state of things and the world about to change. Black rain falling from the sky looks strange. The ghetto was red hot, we stepping on flames. Yo, it's inflation on the price for fame, and it was all the same. But then the antidote came. The black thought, ill syllabus out the fifth. This heavyweight gap shit, I'm about to lift like a father lift up his seed to sunlight.